Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe. And from Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Gary Holt. And joining me in Santa Clarita, California is Bobby Jean Bell. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Gary, and welcome to Campfire Cafe.
Well, you know what? I missed you last week. We were up in Belvidere, Tennessee, on top of the Cumberland Mountains, and involved in an event that we put on up there. And so you were kind of missed. It's been 2 weeks.
And it was very strange not to be on the radio with our listeners last Thursday morning with you. But I know you had a tremendous event that kicked off last Thursday.
Well, we did, and we'll talk more about that maybe at the end of the show. But right now, we have a great lineup today. And tell us who our guests are going to be.
Well, our first guest is Barry Ward. And why don't you tell us who the second guest is?
Our second guest is Elizabeth Leftwich with the Centers for Courageous Kids, located in Scottsville, Kentucky. So we're going to have just a great show, great music, great conversation. And we remind our listeners that Campfire Cafe is made possible by our great sponsors at the General Store. You'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that love the Western and equestrian lifestyle in the General Store on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. So grab a big cup of coffee, take a deep seat in the saddle, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Barry Ward on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
An old cowboy went out and bought a ranch in 65. Spent all of his money and no cattle could he buy. So he called up Colonel Sanders and he said, what should I do? The Colonel said, buy chickens and build the chicken coop. Now he's been a chicken rancher since he was 24. Yeah, working for the Colonel now for 30 years or more. Fixing all those chickens up and sending them to fry. Now they want revenge. Ghost chickens in the sky. Chickens to bake and chickens to fry. Ghost chickens in the sky. He was out a-walking on his chicken ranch one day. He stopped along the chicken coop as he went along his way. And all at once a rotten egg, it hit him in the eye. It was a terrible sight. Ghost chickens in the sky. Their beaks are black and shiny and their eyes are fiery red. These chickens got no feathers, folks, these chickens all are dead. And they pecked on that rancher, he died by the claw. They fixed him extra crispy and they served him with coleslaw. Chicky-eye, chicky-eye-o. In the sky. Now let this song remind you, if you want eternal peace, don't raise up harmless poultry for to cook them in the grease. For if you raise animals that you will someday kill, a chicken may come to haunt you. Oh, but tofu never will. Chicky-eye, chicky-eye-o, ghost chickens in the sky, ghost chickens in the sky.
I've never opened a show like that before, but we had to do that. And Bobby Jean, I'm just going to let you, we're going to just let you take it away. Here we go.
Known by his friends and fans as The Bear, Barry Ward derives the inspiration for his songs from his experience growing up in the heart of rural America, and certainly that first song shows us his sense of humor. His singing and songwriting are a tribute to Western traditions and lifestyles that he shares with his heart. As a fourth-generation farmer and rancher, he writes of the men and women whose lives are entwined with the seasons, the land, and the will of God. Barry began his life's journey as a Kansas farm boy with cow manure on his boots and diesel fuel on his jeans and chickens in the sky. From those humble beginnings, his journey has included performing at the Cultural Olympiad at the 2002 Olympics and Carnegie Hall in New York City. Along the way, he has recorded 9 CDs of mostly original music. 2013 was a banner year, beginning with the Academy of Western Artists Will Rogers Award for Outstanding Song of the Year, Eli Crow, from his West of Dodge CD. And in the fall, he released his 9th CD, Lonesome County Road. And in November, the 2013 Male Performer of the Year was given to him by the Western Music Association. His accolades and awards continue. 2014, Western Music Male Vocalist Award from the Academy of Western Artists. And his newest CD, Distant Furrows, Pickin', Plowin', and Playin', 17 original songs about farming and family intertwined with faith in God, plus a bonus track of his frequently requested rendition of How Great Thou Art. Already getting a lot of Western music radio airplay, Barry posts a warning on his CD cover, and this gives you another clue into his warm sense of humor. Warning, excessive consumption of this music may result in wavy plow lines, giving up your box seats at the 3i show, and trading the old chisel for a new pickup truck. RX prescribed is 1 large dose taken daily. On a personal note, my husband Jim and I are blessed to count Barry and his wife Victoria as friends, and we have had the honor of hosting him twice as a headliner of the SCV-TV Presents the Out West Concert Series, and you can watch both of those at scvtv.com. Please welcome to Campfire Cafe 2014 Kansas Cowboy Hall of Fame inductee for Cowboy Artist Entertainer of the Year, Mr. Barry Ward. Welcome, Barry!
Gosh,
you know, guys, I'm listening to your introduction there, Bobby Jean, and I'm thinking, and we did Ghost Chickens. You know what? I'm supposed to be a serious songwriter, you know.
You know, Barry, when Gary told me he wanted to open with that, I said, you know, the first time I heard that was when we had you live the first concert at Out West,
right.
And you performed that song, and you said, you know, this is my most requested song, and you kind of made a similar comment like you made just now. And I don't think you'd recorded it yet, but it's on, is it on Lonesome County Road?
Yes, it is. It sure is.
Yes. well, it will probably be the one you're most famous for.
Well, I probably won't be famous for any of them, but that seems to be the number one right now. So.
Well, it is a fun song, and we just had to open with that. It was just a great way to start the show, and kind of sets the tone. I mean, you know, Bobby Jean was cackling while that thing was going on. I had to mute her real quick because I could hear her.
Hey, I forget about that.
It's interesting. When I went in the studio to record that, and it was like, I can't believe I'm doing this. You know, I can't believe I'm recording this song, and it's going to be on an album, because people had wanted it on an album for 2 or 3 albums previous, and I wouldn't do it. And they finally talked me into it. I'm just going to myself, of all the songs, you know, they want Ghost Chicken. So, but that's okay. It's good to laugh.
Well, it is a fun song, and we're going to try to get several songs in, despite Bobby Jean's, well, not quite his lengthy introduction, but it was a good introduction. So we're going to get several songs in, but we want to talk a little bit about your background and growing up as and you said more of a farmer than a rancher. But we want to talk a little bit about your growing up and your transition into and the way that you decided to pursue your music career, because you've been on the show before with Blessed Trails.
Yes, I have.
And talked a little bit about that. But before we do that, let's just jump into another song. And this is not a Ghost Chickens in the Sky. This is a beautiful song called The Hills of Ireland. And tell us a little bit about this one, Bear.
Well, we have a daughter and two sons, and our daughter turned 17 and just graduated from high school, and we always had supper together on the farm as a family. And when I sat down at the table, there was a passport on my plate, and I thought, who's sending me on a trip, you know? And our daughter, Sierra, said, no, Dad, I'm not going to college here. I'm going to Europe. I've been screened and approved to be an au pair in Germany. I'm going to learn German. So that turned into a three-year, five different country and five languages experience for her. And
wow.
I thought to myself, I didn't see our daughter for 3 years, and I thought how difficult it was for, like, my ancestors who were Irish and English who came over never to see their families again. You know, they came to the West and made their life, but most of those people never, ever got to see their families again or their home country, and so that's how I wrote the song.
All right, well, it is a beautiful song, and let's listen to The Hills of Ireland by Barry Ward on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Oh, she walked along the riverbanks, but her mind was far away to the lush green hills where, as a lass, there she would play. With her family she came o'er the seas, her new life to begin. But her heart would always long to see the lovely hills again. Her auburn hair blew in the breeze, her heart lie over the seas, her green eyes will never see again the hills of Ireland. She met him in St. Louis, a man so big and strong. He took her young hand in marriage, but her heart would not belong. They took to ranching in the West. There they built a life, raising cattle and four children. Oh, she made a rancher's wife. Her auburn hair blew in the breeze, her heart lie over the seas, for her green eyes will never see again the hills of Ireland. Now her youth has flown, her auburn hair is gray, her husband of 40 years lie behind her in his grave. Her silver hair flew in the wind, her heart lie broken again, for her green eyes will never see again. The hills of Ireland. In Ireland.
That is just such a beautiful song, and that's The Hills of Ireland. I think that song kind of leads us into talking a little bit about your growing up and your experiences farmer and a rancher, and we'll talk a little bit more about some things that are happening with the farming and ranching situation as we go into some of these songs from Distant Furrows. But share with us a little bit about your growing up.
Well, I was born and raised in the southwest part of Kansas. My great-granddad came from Illinois via England and homesteaded in that country. So, you know, I always thought that being born and raised, that was my life. That's who I would always be. I went to college and played football in college, and I came back to the farm, and that was my life. Was raised in the church. Whenever the doors were open, we were there, and it just had a wonderful, wonderful experience being raised on the land. And it becomes part of, I think, part of who you really are. I'll always be a farm boy from Kansas, no matter where I go. It's just, that's just who I am. And we also had a cattle operation, but That was what I thought I would do till the Lord called me home, and then all of a sudden I realized He had a different plan. And at 35 years old, I started playing guitar and learning some lessons, and a couple years later, our hometown church asked me to sing a special, and I was petrified. And I thought, okay, I'll sing one, and that'll be it. And all of a sudden, now God has called us into full-time music, and we're just loving what we're doing and traveling and meeting such wonderful folks. That's my heritage as a farmer and a rancher.
Well, it's a great heritage, and I was just trying to remember, it seems like you were a little bit reluctant to take that step, and I'm trying to remember because we talked about that, you talked about that on the Blessed Trail show, but what was the circumstances that made you decide to step out and just go for it with the music?
Well, I just felt that I felt God was calling me to something different, and I think I kind of knew what He was calling me to, but it took me 2 years to stop fighting with Him and telling Him that I knew more than He did. And I realized that, you know, I did everything the same for 2 years, nothing was working, and it was almost like He was just saying, you just need to trust Me and let's go for it. And then our kids all left, our two sons, who I thought would be the fifth generation on the farm, have their own dreams. They're off doing their thing. They don't want anything to do with the farm, and that's good. They're doing what God wants them to do. And my father passed away, and all of a sudden, here it is. And Victoria, we've been praying about a job. She got hired by Western Jubilee Recording Company, and she managed that record company for 4.5 years and came out to Colorado. And so I went to Africa, and my first night in Africa, I wanted to come home. I was so uncomfortable. I'd never been out of the United States, and there was such a spiritual thing going on there. And I think God took me to Africa to change me, because I ended up falling on my knees and turning my life over to Him 100%. And from that point on, it's been total music, and He's just been providing, and we're just having a great time.
And aren't we glad? Aren't we glad? Thanks. We really are. Well, there's another song we want to do. And again, we're going to try to get in several of the songs because they're great. My biggest challenge when I'm looking at songs is trying to decide what we can get in a limited amount of time. But this is from the Distant Furrows CD, and this is one called Young Farmers and Ranchers. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah. There's an organization with Farm Bureau in the state of Kansas called the Young Farmers and Ranchers. I did a banquet for them. Excuse me. And a couple of years later, maybe even longer than that, I just realized that, you know, farms are getting bigger, people that operate the farms now. Who's going to do it when the old guys are all gone? We don't have any young farmers and ranchers to do that. And so I just sat down and kind of wrote how I was feeling that night, and that's what it came up with.
Well, this is a great song, and let's listen to Young Farmers and Ranchers from Barry Ward's CD, Distant Furrows. We'll be right back to talk more with Barry on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
I drove my tractor out into the morning light. Got a lot of work to do, I'll work into the night. I'm planting a crop in the dust of a drought, praying it'll all work out. I rode my pony out into the morning mist, looking for the ones yesterday we missed. I'm living a life, it's dying every day. And so, listen when I say, tell me who will drive those tractors when they're gone. Who'll lead the horses out at early morning dawn? Who'll feed the world and carry on when the young farmers and ranchers, they're long gone? You tell me we don't need you farmers anymore. Well, let's go downtown, get our food at the grocery store, and get your cattle off. Oh, don't you ranchers know that it was made for the buffalo? So tell me, who will drive those tractors when they're gone? Who'll lead the horses out at early morning dawn? Who'll feed the world and carry on when the young farmers and ranchers, they're long gone? Oh, 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 oh. Oh, tell me who will drive those tractors when they're gone? Who'll lead the horses out at early morning dawn? Who'll feed the world and carry on when the young farmers and ranchers, they're long gone? Oh, 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 oh.
That's great. That is great. That is great. You know, I think the family farms are disappearing. I mean, as the older generation passes away, back here in the East, we see these farms divided up and subdivided and sold off in tracts. And
right.
We're going to go through a real food shortage, I think, in not that many years. And when you write these songs, like this one, is that something that's on your mind?
Oh, very much so. And I think one of the things that's been part of why I'm doing what I'm doing right now is I meet so many people who I understand what they're going through because I've been there. And we can talk and we can relate. And I can also, I meet countless people who come up to me who were raised on farms and who live in the city now. And it just, I don't know. You know, these floods, we were just down into Oklahoma and Arkansas and Texas. These floods
yeah.
are destroying lots of crops. And I think we're going to get to a point where, you know, one big disaster could really hurt the food processing, the people who raise it. And it's just a struggle for young people to get into farming because it's so costly now. And I think there's a real struggle going on.
Well, it is a challenge. And Bobby Jean, I don't want to cut you out of this conversation, so you just jump in whenever. I know that you get your food at the grocery store, but you know it starts somewhere else, you know, besides at the...
Well, and I remember hearing this song when I heard the song for the first time, being very, very moved by it and recognizing that Barry has a unique voice in Western music because he does sing about topics other than the nostalgia and love of the cowboy, and that farming and ranching is a huge part of our Western traditions, as you're talking about, and doesn't necessarily get the kind of focus that I think it should. And I think that's one reason I found myself really attracted to Barry's songwriting initially as I began to listen to him was his view, and that it's a view that, again, you know, he covers, I think, more than any other performers really probably do. And I do love to talk to songwriters. Of course, one of those questions I always have for the songwriter is a little bit about process, Barry, since we're talking about songwriting. Can you just tell us a little bit about your songwriting process?
I think invariably it always starts with a message or with a theme, and then from that point it could be a lot of different ways. I could get a chord progression or I could get a melody in my head, but I think probably 100% it starts with, I'm trying to say something with the song. It starts with what's the message of the song and how do I get that message across in the songwriting, where it's not just mm-hmm. entertainment, it really says something. Now, ghost chickens.
Well, you always have to have something fun for entertaining purposes.
I just, you know, as a songwriter starting late in life, that's always been my goal, is to write songs that will make somebody think and will take them to a place in their life that was vivid and that they can just really bring back a good time in their life. And so it always starts with a theme, and then the rest of that, you know, I may be thinking I'm done with the song and I'll hear some kind of a chord progression that I do and it fits a song. So it's a lot of different ways.
Well,
now, when you said
that, I just started to say there is another song that we're going to do that just kind of flows right into what you're talking about and ties in, I think, with the young farmers and ranchers, and that is one called That Old Barn. And tell us about that one.
Like I said, my great-granddad homesteaded in southwest Kansas, and he built a barn in 1901. And I grew up as a young boy with all my cousins up in the loft of that barn while they were putting up hay or silage. And the barn is now abandoned, and it's fallen down, and there's just a lot of good memories with that barn. So the song was more written towards me, but that's one of my most requested songs also, is That Old Barn, because a lot of people were raised with a barn.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes them to that barn, not my barn, but their barn. And so it was actually written about my great-granddad's, the W.W. Ward barn, and what it meant to me.
Well, I think many of us can relate to this song, so let's listen to That Old Barn. We're going to come back and talk more with Barry and with Bobby Jean in just a moment.
Driving down an old gravel road, the sun is lazy in the west. I pull into the place where I was raised. There I see that old barn leaning into a bitter wind. And when I see it, it's like an old lost friend. So I walk down the concrete slab where those feed bunks used to stand so tall and proud. Now there's weeds growing up through the cracks. Oh, but Lord, how it takes me back, like an old man, it's turned gray. People say it'll fall down in a good wind any day, but memories hold it up like the words of an old song. And there's no blood left in that old. It was always painted red, trimmed in white. How we'd play up in that loft late at night, and how we would hate it. We were stacking hay. Seems my grandpa always picked hottest summer day. Like an old man, it's turned gray. People say it'll fall down in a good wind any day, but memories hold it up like the words of an old song. There's no blood left in that old barn. Someday I'll make my final drive past that old barn on my way to the sky. And when I pass it by, I'll just smile and say, those are memories you'll never take away. Like an old man, it's turned gray. People say it'll fall down in a good wind any day. Memories hold it up like the words of an old song. There's no blood left in that old barn. When there's no blood left in that old barn.
As I'm listening to that song, Barry, I'm remembering a barn out here on the farm that I used to raise bucket calves in.
Wow.
And when my dad passed away, he said, I want you guys to sell off a piece of this farm. And we did, because that's what he wanted to do. And I drive by what's left of that barn, because it's now fallen down. And so it's how many people have memories of growing up and playing in the barn, and we used to take old frozen corn cobs and throw it at each other when it was real cold. I mean, we thought that was a real game. But great song.
Thank you so much. And thanks for sharing that with me, because to me that's a success as a songwriter, that takes you to that place. I'm sitting here listening to that song that I've listened to a bajillion times, and I'm getting tears in my eyes because it takes me right back to a wonderful time in my life. And that's one thing about our young farmers and ranchers, you know, they need our support. There's no better life than raising your kids on a farm. And I just hope we can keep that family farm thing going. So I'm glad you shared that. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, well, your music really touches so many different chords, whether we're talking about ghost chickens, which brings one emotion out, which is the laughter and Bobby Jean's cackling. And that old barn that can bring tears, you know. So it's, you really touch on a lot of chords there.
Well, it's, I don't know. It's just I want to write about what I know and what I experience. So,
well, you do a good job with it.
Thank you so much. Yes, Bobby Jean?
I just wanted to share quickly, I again remember when you did this in concert, and my husband sitting next to me grew up in Ohio on a farm, and there was mist in his eyes as well, and we talked about it at length afterwards, and there's an old barn, and whenever we get back to Ohio, it's going right through the phases that this song touches on. And at that same concert, you commented about having lost your dad, and that you, you know, you seem to pick up the phone and call and then realize, you know, that he's not there. And I've recently been through the same experience. And the first time I went to pick up the phone, I thought of you, and I had that moment in my mind. So, you know, you're not just a great songwriter that we get to enjoy the music, but you are a tremendous performer, and you bring what we're hearing in your music is there with you as an entertainer. And I think, you know, we forget that when we're just listening to music, about the vitality of what a performer brings. That's why you want to see people in concert, even though you think you know the music. So if Barry Ward is coming anywhere near you, to our wonderful listeners, you've got to go see him.
Well, thank
Amen.
You so much, Bobby. That's so kind.
Amen. Well, you know, we're going to have you back, Barry. We don't have enough time. We didn't plan enough time for this show and to talk with you and to listen to your music. And I tell you, when you were on our Sunday morning show, and I just produced that one. I don't host that. Belinda does a wonderful job with great guests. But as I was listening to that particular show, I thought, this is just the neatest guy. Just the neatest guy. Such a good heart. And so what Bobby Jean just said is I would agree with that. If Barry Ward is in your area, you need to get out and see him. And tell us where we can find your music.
BarryWardMusic.com is the best way. That takes you straight to our website. And you can go through that. Or I'm on Facebook, and we're on iTunes and CD Baby, the whole realm. So all those things. We would love to send you some if you'd like to have it. So, I want to tell you guys, I appreciate so much having me on, and it's just a treat. And I just wish the Lord's blessings for you guys and what you're doing, and we're all in it for the same reason.
Well, we appreciate you so much, and look forward to having you back on. And we're going to close out this segment of the show with your song of the year, and that is Eli Crow. You have anything you want to share with us about that one?
I would, and I do this everywhere I go. It was actually written a number of years ago, 9 or 10 years ago, by Paul Hendel out of California. And Paul came down with cancer shortly after that and passed away. And his music kind of disappeared. And I'd always loved that song, and all of a sudden it showed up on our desk. Victoria had found it a couple years ago. And so I called his widow, Madeline, and I said, could I record that on this new album I'm doing and kind of do it my way? And she gave me the privilege of doing that. And so it's an honor for Paul Hendel, who basically started this thing rolling, and I just had a wonderful chance to be part of it. And that song, I don't have time to tell you what that song is doing around the country. It's amazing. There's something about it, and I'm not sure what it is yet, but that song is doing amazing things, so... It's a credit to Paul.
Well, it's a great, great song, and people can go to BarryWardMusic.com and follow your tour schedule. You've got some great videos on there, and, of course, can buy some music. And look forward to having you back with us again, Barry. Thank you so much.
Oh, I would sure love to come back. And God bless you guys both, and love you, Bobby Jean, and tell Jim hi.
I will.
All right.
Gary, thanks so much.
All right, thank you. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with a very patient young lady, Elizabeth Leftwich from the Centers for Courageous Kids. And we'll be back to talk with her on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. Thank you.
I crow, and trouble follows where I go. Like my father before me, I'm a wanted man. I'm the son of Eli Crow. I remember the day in Miller's store. My mama grabbed my hand and yanked me out the door. There was a picture of my daddy, who I was told was dead. A $20,000 price resting on his head. I'm the son of Eli Crow, and trouble follows where I go. They say he's a bad man, some say that's not so. Mama called him angel, but the law hung Eli Crow. I'm the son of Eli Crow. Not much on bygone days. There ain't no happy memories lying there. I remember mama crying, trying not to let it show. It's hard being kin to Eli Crow. I'm the son of Eli Crow, and trouble follows where I go. Last night my mind took me to Miller's store. As I stared at a poster of me on the wall, I wonder what my mom is thinking. She's probably turning in her grave, praying to the Lord her son would get saved, the son of Eli Crow. I'm the son of Eli Crow, and trouble follows where I go. They've got me cornered in this town. Today is the day I'm going down. I got a fist full of bullets, one last shot of rye. Thank God I won't leave anyone behind who cares enough to cry. 'Cause I'm the son of Eli Crow, and trouble follows where I go. Like my father before me, I'm a wanted man. I'm the son of Eli, and trouble follows where I go.
We are very, very happy to have joining us now Elizabeth Leftwich with the Centers for Courageous Kids in Scottsville, Kentucky, almost my neighbor. We're not that far away. Welcome to the show, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to get the opportunity to talk to you guys today.
Welcome. Welcome. What a phenomenal resource this wonderful place is. Can you tell us a little bit about how this the Center for Courageous Kids got started?
Yes, absolutely. So like you said, we are located in Scottsville, Kentucky. And we were kind of the vision of our very generous founder, Elizabeth Turner Campbell. Ms. Campbell had a son who was 16 years old when he passed away from cancer. So they had had the opportunity to go and visit a medical camp. So it's kind of like when you think of 4-H camp or a fishing camp, any other type of summer camp. But it was medically based in Florida. And Miss Campbell, we call her Miss Betty, she fell in love with that concept. And she knew right away that the children in our region, the Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, they needed a very special place, just like what she was able to visit in Florida. So in 2006, they began construction here in Scottsville, Kentucky. So Miss Campbell, she donated 168 acres of her family's farm to build what we now call the Center for Courageous Kids. So construction started in 2006, and in 2008, we opened our doors. So we served our very first campers in 2008 and have been going strong ever since then. And for it's those of you that, I'm sorry, I was just
saying. No, go ahead.
With a camp, and you think of all the same things, and we do the very same things here. So we are fully equipped with the horse barn, riding stables. We do boating, fishing, archery, all sorts of outdoor hobbies and activities, as well as swimming, arts and crafts. We have a cooking facility. We have an indoor bowling alley as well. So we do all of these things to make sure that the campers that we have here have a ton of fun. But first and foremost, under the disguise of fun, we are a medical facility, because the campers that come to attend CCK are a little bit different than your traditional campers, because all of our children do suffer from some type of severe illness, lifelong illness, or physical disability. So that's kind of in a nutshell how we got started and a little bit about what it is that we do here at the Center for Courageous Kids.
Well, go ahead, Bobby.
Go ahead. Well, I just wanted to say that your website is just fantastic. It's just chock full of great information. And kind of for fun, I was, you know, bopping around in there, and the schedule, it looks like you pretty much go year-round. You have such wonderful things coming up for the summer, but it's interesting to see because you can kind of get a sense of what the challenges are that these campers face based on, you know, the session names, and you just cover everything. You cover everything from autism to asthma to epilepsy, cardiac. And then you have a Wounded Warrior family retreat coming up in September. Just such a wonderful array of things offered. Really terrific. What is the website address, since I just mentioned it? Why don't we get that out there right now?
Yeah, you can always go to courageouskids.org. And that will allow you to find out all the wonderful information that you found out according to our camp schedule. But, you know, even though you pointed out a lot of things, we do service a gamut of disabilities and disorders here. Since we opened our doors in 2008, we have served over 20,000 campers. And it's not just across the U.S., but that's across the world. We've had campers come from 43 states and 8 foreign countries. Because of that, we have some just very unique illness groups that we serve, and we actually are the only medical camp in the nation to serve in specific 2 groups. So that's what draws a little bit of the international crowd into our areas, to beautiful, the rolling hills here in Scottsville, Kentucky. But yes, we do operate year-round in the spring, and in the fall, we do what's called a family retreat. And that is where the camper or the child that is suffering, you know, from the illness or disability will come with their entire family. And they're all treated like campers when they come here. But those are typically on a weekend. And so the family gets to come on the weekend and enjoy all the activities and programming that we have here. But in the summer, we do 9 straight weeks in the summer where it is campers only. So the moms, the dads, the guardians, they bring their kids to camp and they drop them off and leave them in our charge and in our care here for 5 to 6 days, depending on the camp. And each week, we rotate out to a specific illness group. So, like this week, we're serving children that have asthma. And I'll go ahead and point out, too, to say, you know, it sounds like with us operating year-round, and it's a lot of children. We do. We serve a lot of children annually. But what really makes what we do here special is that no child or family will ever pay to come to the Center for Courageous Kids. Everyone that attends CCK does so free of charge. Our founder thought that to be very important because of all the financial constraints that come along with dealing with a medical illness or disability. So these families are already experiencing enough of a financial strain, and this gives us the opportunity to provide something really fun and really cool for them, and they don't have to worry about the finance side of things. We'll take care of that on our end.
Right. Elizabeth, I want to talk just a little bit about the fact that you are a medical camp, and let's talk about that just a little bit more, because you guys have a helipad there. If kids need particular types of treatments, you have a staff that takes care of that. Talk a little bit more about that.
Okay, yeah, so we actually, year-round, we have a pretty small staff that stays on hand to actually operate the Center for Courageous Kids throughout the year. But when we have campers on campus, that's when things really, really ramp up for us, and we'll have doctors and nurses that will come on camp that are specialized in whatever illness or disability that we're serving that week. So everything here, like I'll say it a million times, it's under the disguise of fun. So when these children are used to it, they're very used to being in doctor's office and hospital rooms and things to that nature. So this is the opportunity for them to kind of get out of that, still in a very medically sound facility. We do have a medical center here. We have a helipad that will allow children to be lifelighted to Vanderbilt Children's Hospital within 11 minutes. So we have that necessity. There's also a medical center hospital that's right down the road from our facility. Fortunately, we can do just about everything here on camp that any type of illness would need. But we do so while the kids are having fun. It's our priority to make sure that nothing interrupts the fun. That is the number one priority. So what you'll see is our nurses, who look just like the other campers. You know, they're wearing their shorts and tank tops, and they're not walking around in their scrubs like the kids are used to seeing them in. They're just as casual and relaxed and having a good time right alongside of them. But they ride around camp in a golf cart, and if we are working with our diabetes children and it's time for their insulin injection, they'll just show up in their golf cart down to the fishing dock, pull out their tackle box, and they'll give that camper their injection that they need for the day and carry right on play. Nothing gets in the way of that. So based on the illness group that we're serving, we will have specialists come in for that week, and they're able to meet every medical need that these children may have, whether it's chemotherapy or dialysis or anything like that. That is all taken care of here on site and right step-by-step with their playtime.
Wow, that is just so unique and something that is so needed. And we're going to take one of those quick breaks that we take. And when we come back, Elizabeth, I'd like to talk a little bit more specifically about some of the programs that the kids are involved in, like the therapeutic riding, and you were just talking about the fishing. And also I'd like to talk a little bit more about the family weekends. And then we'll also talk about something that we're involved with as a partnership with you, and that is a fuel program that we've set up. So we'll come back and do that in just a minute. But one of the things that I think every child, young or old, enjoys is horses. And we're going to listen to one by Mary Ann Kennedy called This Love of Horses. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I love them from the start. They're in my veins, running my blood. And if I live to be 100, I'll never get enough. They fill our days, they grace our lives. Our hearts beat the same. of us who feel this way are links on the same chain. Love of horses that we share. Some pintos, some sorrows. The ponies, the pasos, palominos. They're in my dreams, they keep me smiling. Yeah. When I go on to the next life, I know I'll be riding. They fill our days, they grace our lives. Our hearts beat the same. Those of us who feel this way are links on the same chain. Chain to kindred spirits everywhere. This love of horses that we share.
Love of horses, and Mary Ann stopped by and visited with us this past weekend when we were up at the Circle E Guest Ranch. And Elizabeth, let's talk a little bit about the different programs that you have for these children. And I know you have a therapeutic riding program there. Talk to us a little bit more about what they are and how the kids get involved in those.
Right. So as our campers are here on the facilities, we do have a gamut of activities that they can be involved with, a lot of which are outdoors, you know, because a lot of these children don't have many resources available to them to do particular activities outside. And the way that our camp is designed is that children, no matter their illness or their disability, there is a no-barrier environment. So anything that we have going on here at camp, every child can participate in. Even if they are a completely immobile child, we still design our facilities, and our staff are so well trained to accommodate everyone's specific needs so that every child that comes here gets that sense of normalcy and involvement and can participate in activities along with their, like, you know, their peers, children that are suffering from something very similar to them. So whether it be in our bowling alley, we do have an indoor bowling facility, we have an arcade. We also have a swimming pool with a zero-grade entrance so that, you know, even, you know, a water-safe wheelchair is safe to get into the pool. We have a gymnasium with basketball goals and a rock climbing wall that is also,
oh, wow,
you know, accessible to every child. And then on top of that, we have an arts and crafts barn where you can do wood shop. There's a kitchen in there. There's a barber shop. There's a music room. There's a painting room. I mean, you can get as crafty and creative as you would like. And then when we turn to our outdoor facilities, we do have an archery range, and we have a small lake here where the children are involved in fishing and boating. And, of course, we have our ever-popular equestrian area where we do recreational therapeutic riding with our horses that we have here on the facility. And That's probably, to me, the most special place because I'm a lover of horses and have been around them all my life. And, you know,
all right.
That you take for granted. So, you know, I feel like every young person as a child should have the ability to be on top of a horse. And that's something that we take a lot of pride in here because even with some of our severest of disorders like MDA or spinal muscular atrophy, they're still able to get on top of that horse and ride around. And there's just something very healing about that rhythmic motion of a horse. And then, you know, just the tangible things like the smell, the sound, the touch of the horse. It's a very empowering feeling for our campers. And it's a very special place on a camp. And it's very popular as well.
Well, it is. And, you know, one of the neat things, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more as we're visiting with you, but the event that we just put on this past weekend to benefit children with osteogenesis imperfecta, or brittle bone disease, the foundation was named after Fiona Rose Murphy, and Fiona was up at your facility a couple of years ago. But one of the things that brought her the biggest smile this weekend was to get to ride Ranger T. Walker, and he has become famous on Facebook now, along with his owner, Ernie Brubaker. And but great pictures it's amazing the way that children respond to horses, and actually the way that horses respond to these kids and seem to know that there's something special about these children.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Our horses, you know, I give a lot of props to our barn staff because especially dealing with children, and then on top of that, some of the children, they have specific medical equipment that beeps and makes strange noises, and these horses, they work with them year-round to have these stimulants around them so that when we're in a live action moment, the horse doesn't get spooked and it stays at its, you know, slow gait, so that is a very relaxing, enjoyable experience for the child. And they just do, like you said, they can sense that there's really something special going on, and they do so well with them.
Yeah. Bobby Jean is becoming a real horse lover since she's been doing this show, and I think she's about to buy a Briar horse and barn so she can so she can keep that out there in Santa Clarita.
You know, to go along with my stick pony.
To go with your stick pony.
Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it is a fabulous facility up there, and let's talk just a minute, Elizabeth, about the family weekends, because when you have children that have some type of a life-threatening illness or a disability and you're providing care for that child, it's both financially and emotionally draining. And what does that family weekend mean to these families when they can interact with other parents that are going through the same things?
It means the world to these parents, because as a parent, a lot of times, I think whether you have a sick child or a healthy child, the parent feels like there is no one that can take care of their child as well as they can. So it's a big leap of faith and trust for a parent to turn over their medically fragile child to a group of strangers to give them the opportunity to have the traditional rite of passage for camp that so many other kids get to enjoy. So for family weekends, that's a great introduction to the Center for Courageous Kids and our form of operation, our facilities. They can get comfortable with our staff and how things operate if they are considering sending their child to the summer camp or go independent. But in addition to that, for a lot of our families, that family retreat is their vacation. You know, you see everybody posting pictures of going to the beach or, you know, going to some other fabulous location. But for some of our families, they're not financially able to. And just the amount of work involved with, you know, taking a kid outside of their home and outside of their environment with the equipment and the medicine and the nutritional needs that they have, sometimes it's just not possible, not only financially, but physically or mentally. So this provides them an opportunity to do so, and it kind of really helps their stress level go down in terms of what's possible. And it's not just them. Now they're open to a network of other families and other parents that understand what they're going through and have been there before, and they can exchange stories, they can exchange contacts, they can exchange, you know, tips, what works well, what doesn't work well. There's several groups that have a very well-knit, connected family group, and they a lot of times will use Center for Courageous Kids as a central meeting point to kind of get together. And, you know, we'll be completely honest, a lot of times these parents, their sole focus is the sick child. And so
right.
in their regular life outside of CCK, a lot of other things fall to the wayside. You know, their personal relationships, any other children that are into the family, it's just because a sick child demands and takes all of that attention away. And so
right.
this gives a family an opportunity to reconnect or spend some time, too, with the other sibling and show some attention there and give some encouragement and caring, and other siblings can connect with other families that have the similar setup that they have. And we always work in something special on one night of the family retreat, and we call it date night for the parents. And we give them
oh,
an
wow.
opportunity to get in the bowling alley, have a little bit of fun, because not many times will they find that they have the opportunity to take a break and just do a little bit something for themselves. And that's also very therapeutic, not only for the camper, but for the parents and families as well.
Well, I expect that that you can see a marked difference in these parents from the time that they come to the time that they leave.
Absolutely. It's so funny, on one of our videos that we have on our website that you can catch, I actually think that was filmed at a OI weekend, and
I've
a dad put it so beautifully. He says, when I come here, my blood pressure drops. I forget how many points he says that it drops, but he does, because he knows that their child's needs are completely met beyond the shadow of a doubt, and they just get to sit back a little bit and enjoy watching their kid just be a kid. Just get to have
yeah.
fun, and that's the way
yeah.
it should be.
Yeah. Well, we've shared that very video on our Facebook page a couple of times, and people have responded very, very well to that. And, you know, one of the things that we're proud of is that through the fundraising efforts that we've had for the last couple of years, not only have we been able to help individual children with OI or brittle bone disease, but we've also been able to partner this year with the Center for Courageous Kids to provide a Fiona Fuel for Family program, and that is to provide gas cards to these families that that need help in getting to the Center for Courageous Kids. So we're excited about that. Tell us a little bit about that OI weekend that's coming up.
We cannot tell you how excited that we are to partner with the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation. Because, yes, it is free of charge for our families to come in, but they still have to get here. And with a group like Osteogenesis Imperfecta, they come from all over. And so that can be a little bit daunting and a bit of a challenge. So to have that resource, not only to be able to provide them with that fun weekend here, but to say, you know what, and here's some help getting here. That just, it speaks volumes to our families that we serve. They're committed to really making a difference in their child's life and in their family's life. And it just is such a powerful message to send out. So we're very thankful to have the community support to be able to do that. But we have Osteogenesis Imperfecta coming in. They're actually coming in towards the end of our fall family retreat schedule. We start on weekends. And we end our summer camp July 31st, and then we give our program staff just a little bit of a break. We don't want to give them too much of a break, but just a little bit. And they pick back up with our family retreats in the fall starting in August. And we have Osteogenesis Imperfecta coming in on November 20th through the 22nd. And that is just one of the funnest groups of children that I've had the privilege of being around, because they're so much fun and they have so much energy. And they it's hard to not have a good time when you're hanging out with the majority of our campers. It's just, we call it the happiest place on earth. And I promise you it is. You know, when you get the ability to be inspired by the children that we serve every day, you see amazing strength. And as we say, always be courageous. And just so much courage in what these children face in their daily life. It's just such an inspiration to be able to be a part of that. And everything that we do here is only done through the support of communities and groups like the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation. They just... are pivotal to the work that we do here. We just couldn't do it without them.
Well, we're grateful that there is a facility like that that can serve so many children and families, and for the vision of Miss Betty when she founded this, and for all of the staff that seem to be so dedicated to what they're doing. And Elizabeth, how long have you been there?
You know, I actually started to get involved with the Center for Courageous Kids in 2011 on a volunteer basis. And then from there, I actually just came on board full-time as an employee for the Center for Courageous Kids back in August. But I've been around for a few years and just knew that this was such a special place that I needed to do more and wanted to do more with. We have a lot of volunteers. We actually, most of our staff that we operate throughout the summer, they come in for the 9 weeks. But outside of that, all the other people that we have and helping on camp, they are volunteers. I forget what the number is, but it's, you know, we have over, I think, like several thousand volunteers that come in on an annual basis. So many man hours to get this thing up off the ground.
Oh, that's great.
But they
that's
do.
Great.
They, our counselors that come in, I'm talking, they're going from 6:30 in the morning to 10:30 at night for 9 straight weeks, and they are on high energy, and it's just, it ceases to amaze me. We're just in week 2, and I'm already thinking, man, this is going to be, I got to get my coffee going, I got to get my energy drinks going, and our counselors are just running around all day long out in the hot sun, and they never miss a beat, but this is what they train for, and it's what their heart's passion is, so they're just as excited to be here as our campers, that's a fact.
Well, that is great. That is great. Well, tell our audience where they can find more information about the Centers for Courageous Kids.
Yeah, you can always go to our website at courageouskids.org, and you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter, the Center for Courageous Kids. If you haven't liked us on Facebook yet, I strongly suggest that you do, because we always post a ton of pictures of our campers and different things that we have going on at camp. So it gives you a really good insight into what we are and what we do here at CCK. So our Facebook page and our website, you can probably find out all the information that you'd want to know. And, you know, if you have anyone out there that is in need of our services, please share the word with them. Help us get our message out, because we exist for the sole purpose of serving more children. So anyone that you think could benefit from our services, we'd love to see them here at camp. We're hoping that Fiona gets to come back to camp this year. And send your volunteers, send your hearts, your prayers, and your pennies.
Well, we will do that. I'm not sure whether she's coming, but I expect we'll be talking about that again. And, you know, it's amazing how when you are doing things like we did this past week, I was talking with someone, and they said, and not everybody's familiar with OI, or brittle bone disease, mm-hmm. but I was talking to somebody, and he said, you know, there's a young 11-year-old boy that I go to church with that has that, and that was in the community. And I said, you know, you need to let them know about the Center for Courageous Kids and what we're doing. And, you know, there are a lot of folks out there that are just not aware of some of the things that are available to them. And, man, it sure makes a difference to these children and to their families to have a facility like yours. And, by the way, I talked to Joni yesterday, and she said she was not a horse person, but she loved horses. And since you are a horse person, you both have an invitation to come join us the first week of June next year to take part in our event in Winchester, Tennessee.
Yeah, and I think she told me about that. I would love to come, because I do love horses. And so, sorry we couldn't make it out this year, but we definitely would. And it's just amazing what you guys are doing for us as well. You know, since you are broadcasting our message out right now worldwide, that's just a huge service to us to help get the word out, because we exist just for the campers. So anybody that is listening, we're here, and we hope to be able to service anybody that you may know of, especially if that person you saw was pretty close, you know, 2 hours away. They're right here.
They're right here. That's right. They're right here. Well, and not only that, but you've got a cute mascot. What is that, Cubby the Courageous Lion?
Yes, and he is adorable.
He is
a courageous lion.
He is a kitty.
And he's everywhere on camp, so he has to be cute, because sometimes a lion might be a little scary. So this lion is very cute, and he's very courageous.
He's not scary.
Just like
our
campers.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to mention to you, you can go over and like Equestrian Legacy Radio's page on Facebook. And this program that you are on is actually pinned to that page, and you can share it with yours and go back and listen to yourself, because this show will be available forever for people to go back and listen to. So we'll definitely
get this shared, but I'm not going to listen to myself. One of those people that hate to hear themselves on voicemail. Well, like, I'm one of those. So I'll just talk and enjoy it. And thank you all for letting me share my message. And we'll get the word out, that's for sure. But once is enough for me to hear myself right now.
Well, you're a wonderful, engaging, enthusiastic, and passionate speaker. And I can tell you that if you're ever having a day where you say to yourself, what the heck am I doing? Go listen to the show. And you'll remember why, because you are just makes me want to. I've already gone on and been liking things all over Facebook that you've been talking about, and I'm ready to send you a donation. So, thank you for sharing such wonderful passion for what you do, and you do it very well.
Well, thank you. I definitely find myself blessed to be a part of an organization that is truly striving to change a difference in the life of a child. And so that's a pretty special thing to be a part of.
It is.
Well, you did a great job, and don't be afraid to listen to yourself, but we'd love to have you guys come back again, and we're going to look for you the first week in June to come join us. I'll send you a reminder on that, and we'll get you on a horse. You can have a big time up there.
That is perfectly fine. We have some horse enthusiasts here with us, so I'll spread the word, and we'll love to be a part of that. And thank you all again so much for allowing me to come on air and talk to you all and talk a little bit about something that's near and dear to my heart, with the Center for Courageous Kids. And also a big thanks to the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation for helping us out with the Fiona's Fuel for Families. It's a really cool thing that we'll be bringing online for the 2015 fall.
All right. Well, Elizabeth Leftwich, you are a jewel to talk with at the Centers for Courageous Kids, and visit their Facebook page and their website. And you're not that far away. I told Joni yesterday I'm going to have to take a drive up there and visit you guys. You're probably 30 or 40 minutes away from where I am. So I'll look you up when I get there. I'll come see you.
All right. That's all right.
All right. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you all.
Have
a great week.
Thanks, you too. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Bobby Jean Bell on Equestrian Legacy Radio. We're going to break right now and listen to one by Mary Kay called The Golden Thread.
A bright golden thread, never dim, never broken, that leads from your heart to mine. And your journey ahead, it may wind, it may wander, you may fall just as much as you climb. But that bright golden thread, never dim, never broken, bring you the light of my love. All the dollars you earn, all the lessons you learn, will make you a rich man indeed. But But in all love you're getting, when you fall to forgetting, when you call out in your time of need. When that bad wind blows in that great out there, when it clouds all the light from above, will that bright golden thread, never dim, never broken, bring you the light. For that bright golden thread, never dim, never broken, will bring you the light of my love.
Mary Kay's The Golden Thread, and Bobby Jean, you know, I was just thinking as I was listening to that song that with all of the problems that we have in this world, in this country, and the news that we see, there are so many people that are giving back and doing so many great things for people selfishly.
Absolutely, and it just never gets the press. That's why what you're doing is so important. It gets some press out there for these folks that do these things and write and sing about these issues. And it's really important because it does not get the focus that it should. So thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Oh, we love you. We missed you last week, but we're back on track now. So yeah, it was a fun, fun show. Barry Ward is such a neat guy, and his wife, Victoria, and such great music, such a nice, nice man. And of course, Elizabeth, you can tell she has a passion for what she's doing, and I think that is something that is spread throughout the staff there at the Centers for Courageous Kids. So we're happy that what we did with Equestrian Legacy Radio's benefit is able to help with the foundation and provide money through that to worthy causes like the Center for Courageous Kids and the other children that are helped. And we'll just mention now, and we won't be talking about the trail ride incessantly because it's now over until June the 2nd through the 5th, June 2nd through the 5th of 2016.
Okay. And, Let me write that down. What are the dates again?
June 2nd through the 5th. And it's going to be bigger and better than ever, and we've already made some changes to our website at equestrianlegacy.net, and we'll be announcing a lineup for the entertainment and some other things that we'll be doing, but you can visit that on a regular basis and see what we're adding there. But anyway, it's a fun show today, good information, great people, and always a joy to have you with us. And next week, it's going to be a heck of a fun show. Golly, who do we have next week, Rosie?
Oh, gosh. Next week we have as our musical guests a trio of phenomenal ladies that harmonize like no one else, the Horse Crazy Cowgirl Band. And then our second half of the show, we have two authors that are great friends, Candace Wade and Penny Langley, and they are the authors of Horse Sluts, the saga of two women on the trail of their yeehaw. Oh, I can't wait for next week's show.
It is going to be fun. It is going to be fun. Yeah,
it's going to be great.
Yeah, their Facebook page is the Horse Sluts. So when I first saw a post that they did on our page, I thought, what is this? But they are so much fun, and really looking forward to talking with all these folks next Thursday. It's going to be a fun show.
And, it will be.
And then Sunday on Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale, Trinity Seeley is the special guest, and Trinity is such a sweet person, and you talk about the real deal for a cowgirl. She is, and she lives the ranching life, and she could be a model, you know.
Yes,
she's,
yes.
She's Yeah. But she's a phenomenal writer and singer, and so we're going to have her this Sunday on Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale. That's going to be a great show. And then next Tuesday on Saddle Up America, we'll be joined by Susanna Gibson of Trailblazer Magazine, the owner and publisher, and we'll be visiting another great guest ranch. So it just keeps getting better and better and more fun, and we want to encourage folks to join us. And we remind you that you can listen to any of our shows in an archive podcast at equestrianlegacy.net. And as Belinda is always says, be sure and tell your friends about us. If you're enjoying what you hear, and tell your friends about us and like us on Facebook at Equestrian Legacy Radio. And Bobby, you have you just finished an Out West concert series.
We did. Yes, we had a wonderful Newgrass band, Susie Glaze and the High Lonesome Band. And coming up, we have Favorites of Campfire Cafe and Blessed Trails with Belinda. We have Miss Devin Dawson and the Outlaw with special guests Kristen Harris and the amazing fiddler Brooke Wallace. And they are coming into town on June 25th. And that is going to be one heck of a show.
Well, you know, between Devin and Kristen, it's got to be a hoot. Jesse is hilarious and talented, sweet people. So that's out in Santa Cruz, California. So if you're out in that area, you can get tickets to that and visit Out West website to find out more information there as well. So I'm just about done for the day.
Well, I have one parting comment. I have one parting comment, and it's all about spunk. A cowgirl gets up in the morning, decides what she wants to do it, and she does it. And that is from a cowgirl, a quote, Marie Lourdes, and the year was 1861. So back to the future.
Back to the future.
So you get up in the morning, decide what you want to do, and do it.
All right. Well, those are good parting words, and we're going to remind folks, as always, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, and we're going to ride out of here today with Bryn Hill's Spirit Rider, and we thank you, as always, for listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Well, I know you can't imagine riding all alone, carrying on this ranch on your own. Now the winds of change are blowing, winter's setting in, and you look like you have lost your best friend. Good times are all gone. Wonder if it's time for moving on. Like the Spirit Rider's coming on a white horse through the sky. Give your horse his head and run him. Brother, don't ever ask why. I'm the angel shoulder, I'll be riding alongside you. You will always be my brother. Now I'm your spirit rider. No reason you can't wish that you could hear my voice. Just listen to the cold Wyoming wind. I'm the blue sky in the summer. I'm the colors of the fall. I'm the horses that you love most of all. want to feel me close to you. Go and do the things we love to do. Cause the Spirit Rider's coming on a white horse through the sky. Give your horse his head. I'll be riding alongside you. You will always be my brother. Now I'm your Spirit Rider. Carry this family brand. And if you ever need a hand, the Spirit Rider's coming on a white horse through the sky. Give your horse his head and run him. Brother, don't ever ask why. I'm the angel on your shoulder. I'll be riding alongside you. You will always be my brother. Now I'm your Spirit Rider. Spirit